Blog Talk Radio.
Wonderful Sunday evening, October 20th, 2013. Thank you all for joining us here and listening in to some more independent gospel artist radio. That's what I call it. We have our co-host, Minister Derek Tuggle, on. How are you doing, Minister D?
Doing all right. What's going on, everybody? Everybody doing all right this Lord's Day?
I tell you, it's been rough. It's been a rough week, But God will bring us through all things if we just trust in Him. I tell you, we have on our show this week a wonderful woman of God that will be returning back here hopefully next week. But we had they had some death in their family, unfortunately. And we want to say a special prayer for their family. And I want everyone to just join in with me and bow their heads in prayer. You know, sometimes we have death in our family. We go into the spirit of grief and sorrow in our spirit. And this is something that is just human. It's natural in us. But we want to depend on God to bring us through the whole situation. And I tell you, Minister D, I would like for you to just say a prayer on behalf of the Short family and all that they may be going through right now.
Lord, right now we just thank you for this day that you have made. We thank you for life, health, and strength. We thank you for the blessings. We thank you for the blessings that you've given us, even for the ones that we did deserve. Right now, Lord, we just lift up their family, strengthen them, strengthen their heart as they go through this time. Continue to remind us that you are God and you are on the throne and that you will bring them through any situation. Nothing is too hard for you. Nothing is impossible for you. Lord, right now we love you. We give you all the praise. Give you all the glory. We lift your name high. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen, amen. And I hope everyone joined in with us on that prayer. We're two or more to join together. We shall have the victory, and he shall stand in the midst of us all. I tell you, the Bible says that he had bore away our griefs and carried away our sorrows. Yet we did esteem him stricken, smitten of God, and afflicted. But he was wounded for our transgressions, and he was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and with his stripes we are healed and set free. And that also goes for grief and sorrow. So we know that we just pray that that family will put on the garment of praise and purpose so that they may rejoice in every situation in Jesus' name. Well, we got some independent artists for you, and while we talking about standing strong, standing on, and going forward, here is Ron Antoney with Hold On, and this is on dedication to the Short family.
Yeah.
and you feel like you want to give in. The sky seems so far when reaching for the stars, but I believe you'll find joy if you reach for the Lord and hold on. Trials make you stronger. Hold on. It won't last for long. Hold on. It's almost gone. You can make it if you just hold on.
That was Ron Antonay, and you know, he was one of the winners of the ETOM Media Awards and also a performer there. He also is winning the battle with his son, Aaron Hatcher, who was abused by teachers in the school arena in regards to child abuse.
Right.
And his son was killed. Well, I say killed, but he died. They put some kind of belt or weapon around his neck, which caused him to leave this world a little earlier than his time. And
right,
he's winning
right.
that battle. And I just, you know, we all just praying everything goes good with that court hearing and everything that's going forward with that. Minister D, what you got to share with us today? You're telling me some stuff I don't know is going on.
Well, you know, it's a lot going on, Globy. You know, and the body of Christ right now is at a really crucial point, I feel like, you know. Right now, you know, everybody talking about the new show that's going on now. For those who haven't heard, Preachers of L.A., I think the reality show was pretty much spearheaded by Dietrich Haddon. Noel Jones, Clarence McClendon, a few other L.A. preachers, prominent L.A. preachers. It's safe to say that they all have mega churches, and it's been a lot going on. You know, it's I'm kind of on the fence about this show here. You know, on one side, it's good to show that preachers are human. You know, just like you and I. You know, because people tend to put the preachers on a pedestal and think that they don't have, you know, regular lives and, you know, all of the other kind of stuff. But however, for the person that doesn't really know the word and doesn't really know the lifestyle of a Christian, it can kind of send the wrong message. You know what I mean?
Oh, Lord.
So, I
haven't had the chance to view this, but what is going on? I mean, for babe in Christ, or just someone that's not even seasoned in the Word of God, you know, they don't. Some of them don't even have the Holy Spirit leading them as of yet, you know. So to tell them what is, you know, to give them discernment. So I'm just trying to figure out, I mean, what is really going on with this show, because they're starting to put a lot of things on television and bringing things to the forefront that maybe shouldn't even be brought to the forefront. Maybe they need to be praying about it, seeing if it gives up by them. What is really happening?
When you see the show, you know, they're showing their nice, elaborate houses, you know, their Bentleys, and, you know, they're showing them getting measured for tailor-made suits, and, you know, and that's all good. And don't get me wrong, you know, God wants his people to prosper. But it can send a wrong message. T.D. Jakes even went on record as saying that it's a bunch of junk. You know. Yeah. Now, that's one side of it. Now, the other side of it to me is you look at the people that we idolize. When I say we, I mean our people, especially in the African-American community. You take P. Diddy, you know, hip-hop mogul.
Mm-hmm.
Jay-Z, Beyonce, hip-hop mogul. Russell Simmons. You know, Lil Wayne, you know, you got all these rappers that we, and when I say we as people, pour into on a daily basis. We support them, you know, we buy their clothes, we buy their cologne, we buy their music, know all of their music, we know everything about them, and we praise them. We praise them.
Wow.
We put them up on these pedestals.
Wow.
We put them up on these pedestals. You know, they got jets and houses, you know, all over the world. They on TV flashing their gold teeth and everything. But as soon as the preacher comes out driving his Bentley and showing his nice house, then there's a problem.
Oh, you know. Oh, yeah. Yeah, because you know.
I'm
you
just
know,
saying.
Because they didn't sell drugs to get theirs. You know, they didn't sell no drugs. They stole it from the people that put the money in the plate. Or tithe,
yeah.
You know.
They're coming
the
out.
Right
the rappers and everything, they coming out there on Front Street. They showing they gold and everything that you done helped them buy,
mm-hmm.
that you constantly support. Mm-hmm. But the preacher come out mm-hmm. with a nice car, with a nice house, and a nice tailor-made mm-hmm. suit. Then he'll pull his pimp, or you know, he'll hustler. You know, he using
yeah.
people.
You know.
And
that's because they don't know the Father. They don't know the Father. They don't know the Father because God wants to have all these things. He said we desire them and we ask for them and we believe we can have them, we can get it. But see, they don't believe that. They think we serve a weak God, I guess. I don't know what's going on. They think we serve a weak God. But see, God already done put everything in the plan. He did it. He did it all. Everything at the beginning, he brought that end to the beginning. And I tell you, they're going to see some. They think that's something. They ain't seen nothing yet.
Yeah,
they
really
haven't
seen
nothing yet. Mm-mm. And you know what?
But
it's going to be sad because when God began to reveal just how powerful He is and how He's going to bring His people out, they're going to be sitting up with their mouths hanging down like, no, this cannot be true. No, this just can't be true. Let me go to the Bible and see where it say that at. Let me see if I can get me a piece. They're going to start reading the word unknown to them. Oh, my goodness, unknown to them.
But I would encourage everybody, check out the show for themselves. It's Preachers of L.A. You know, check it out for themselves. You know, don't just take my word for it. It's just my opinion on it. So, you know, hey,
uh-huh.
Look, right now my opinion is the one that matters. I'm we the ones on the airwaves.
All right. Tell her.
So, but yeah, watch it, you know, listen, you know, see what you think. But, you know, it's interesting. But, you know, hey, we get back into some more music. I got some more stuff to rant about later on.
Yeah, run it. Okay, we here,
yeah.
We're here with a Holy Spirit Come by Aaron Hurst. Bring it.
Amen.
We want your Holy Spirit, God, to lead us, to guide us. Have your way. Dwell.
Dwell within my soul. Dwell within my being. Dwell within my soul. Inside of me. Dwell within my soul. Dwell within my being. Dwell within my soul. Inside of me.
Only Spirit.
Lord, oh, my soul, and all that is within me shall bless his holy name.
Yes, 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 yes.
By Aaron Hurst. Oh, man, I tell you, this week here about a trip, I'm telling you, woo-hoo! You know, we all go through trials and tribulations, and the Bible says it comes to make us strong. But I'm telling you, I might need me some what they call emergency vitamin C, vitamin Christ right now.
Well, you know, they got some emergency. You know what it's called?
What?
I'm gonna steal a line out of one of your songs.
What?
Basic instructions before we leave Earth.
That word. Woo. But you know, sometimes when you weaken the spirit, you know, you go and you read the word. Okay, say start reading the word. You got to know which part of the Bible to read. I'm telling you, you better know.
Oh yeah.
So
okay.
You end up all strolled out all over the floor. You be like,
yeah.
Lord help me, Jesus. You said it. I thought you said it. I could hear it. And the next thing you don't read something. Oh Lord, I done did it. I messed up here.
Yeah, you need to go to a word that's gonna pick you up. You know, you going through. You know when you're going through, you need to be able to turn to Romans 8:28 and say, all things work together for the good of those who love the Lord. Oh, don't get me started here. Don't get me started. All things work together for the good of them who love the Lord. So those who are called to his purpose, so which means that scripture don't apply to everybody.
They say all things work together. Then you know they got this saying out here in the world: everything is everything.
See,
okay,
you know
what is everything? Is everything?
See, all things work together for the good of those who love the Lord. That's true. That is true. Now that next line after that eliminates some folk. But I didn't
okay.
It says to those who call to his purpose. Mm-hmm. See, I'm not gonna preach today. I ain't gonna preach today.
Yes, you are. Yes, you are. You might be gonna run it. I need a good sermon today.
I'm gonna tell you what I'm fired up about. You know, this Obamacare thing is just really getting way out of hand. You know, everybody blaming Obama. You know, and you know, really, most of it. Well, I ain't gonna say most of it. All of it is just lack of knowledge. Number one, people don't read. They take the little 30 seconds or 3 minutes they see on TV, and they form their opinion from that. You know, I read up on Obamacare, and I came to the conclusion. Basically, what these insurance companies are doing, they are drastically raising these rates because they want to. They're blaming Obama. That's basically all they're doing.
Money.
That's
all
doing.
About money.
And the businesses that are affected by it, and the way it's set up, your business has to make a certain amount of money, and you have to have a certain amount of employees. So the only people it really affects is the businesses that they know can afford it. But the reason the businesses are angry now is because now they have to offer everybody health care. Because you know, Globe, on some jobs, what they tell you is if you're part time, you're not eligible for benefits.
Right, that's right. Mm-hmm.
So, you know, they'll put you down at 32 hours and say, okay, well, you know, that's part time, then you can't get benefits. So,
part-time,
you know, yeah, if you got 100 employees and 80 of them part time, then that's money you can save. So now they have to offer everybody benefits so they can stop being saving. And they offer everybody some insurance. That's what they're upset about. They just can't come out and see it.
I just don't understand. What are they, you know, they're not, what they think they're going to benefit from doing things like that. People are sick.
Yeah.
Especially the elderly, the senior citizens. Those are the ones I really feel bad about, those kind of people, and people where they have cancer, you know, them diseases that unless you're anchored and grounded in God and know that healing is within you, you might be leaving here. I'm gonna just go ahead and put it to you straight. How can you turn them away?
I'm gonna put it to you straight, Globy. If you got money, that's the way it says. If you got money, then you can get the good medication. Because, and I use this example all the time. My grandfather was diagnosed with prostate cancer back in 1986. They told him he had 6 months to live. He just died this past February. So he went over 28 years.
Wow.
From the time they told him he had 6 months to live. So as far as I'm concerned, he beat it. But however, the only reason he was able to make it as long as he did is because he did pretty well for himself and made good money. So he was able to afford the expensive medications. Because at one time, his medications was costing him about $800 a month.
Oh, my goodness.
So for the average working person,
he was a millionaire. That's a lot of money.
Right. So for the average working person, who can afford that? I thank God for Obama because, you know, he's making some changes and, you know, he's making some people mad. But, you know, I'm not saying it, they'll be all right.
They're going to be all right. That's what we say.
Yeah, they're going to be. What we got coming up next, Globy? Because,
We got Sandrina Taylor with I'm Healed. Woo-hoo! Holy one of Israel.
Like that.
Well,
let's do it.
Ready. Y'all better believe in the healing power of Jesus Christ through his blood because I tell you, these here prices, woo! They off the chain.
It's called power.
Send it down, send it down. Your healing power. Send it down, send it down, send it down. Send it down, send it down. Your healing power.
Oh.
Send it down, send it down.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You already know I need a healing.
You know everything about me, Lord.
I needed to fall afresh on me.
I'm so tired and weary, Lord.
I ask you to come and I believe it.
I believe every word you say. I keep the faith till I receive. I receive. Send it down.
Send it down. Your healing power.
Your healing power.
Send it down. Send it down.
I'm right here waiting.
Send it down. Send it down. Your healing power.
Your healing power. Without faith, I cannot please you.
When I receive, I live in me.
You're so great, and you live in me.
Pass me not,
O
gentle
Savior. One touch from you is all I need. All I need.
The Bible says for us to speak those things that be not as though they were. So right now, wherever you may be at this moment, at this very hour, if it is healing that you need, whether it be healing in your body, healing in your emotions, healing in your relationship, what I want you to do is say these two words. I'm healed, I feel it right now, I can see it, I'm healed, regardless of what the doctor said, I'm healed, oh yes I am, yeah, yeah, I'm healed. I'm healed in my mind. I'm healed in my emotions. God said it, I believe it. I'm healed, yes I am. I'm healed, thank you Lord. West Palm Beach, Florida. Hallelujah. I'm telling you, that song is awesome. I love that song. Because right now I need a healing in my soul, in my spirit. I tell you, and you got to know that you can be healed. And that's what I know. Ooh,
well,
Jesus, I thank you.
The land needs to be healed. But, you know, but God is good in spite of. I'd like to send a shout out to all the government workers that's, you know, that been furloughed. They actually, you know, went back to work the other day, and I'm quite sure they're glad they're back to work. You know,
yes,
sent it home for weeks with no pay. You know, meanwhile, the people up top still getting their check. They still getting their benefits and everything. So, but here's my problem. Now, you got these people that have been at home for all this time. They weren't even allowed to file for unemployment. They were denied unemployment. Guess why?
That's crazy.
Guess why? Because when they fill out the application, they ask the question, are you looking for work? And they check no, and they all got denied.
Oh, yeah. If you check no, I could have told them that. If you ain't looking, you ain't getting.
Yeah, but
they figure you're just waiting on the check. You ain't even trying to find a job, regardless of what the reason or the purpose of why they decided to, you know, pick it or whatever they did. You have
they
to
just
check
wait
that.
To go back
yes,
to work.
I'm looking for a job.
They just need something off the moment so they get back to work. And they said
I know,
no,
but they got to check that. But that was even if they weren't doing what they were doing and they were just out of a job, you have to check that box because it's just like if you got fired or whatever, or you lost your job or you got laid off, when you go to apply for your unemployment, you have to check the box that you are seeking work.
Yeah, but if you've been furloughed, you're not looking for work. You just need something until you get called back to work.
Right,
and they have,
right. But still, even if they put all that down, they still got to check that box.
Then they'd be lying.
That's what this about, isn't it? That's why they doing what they doing, because a whole bunch of lies been told. Boy,
you know,
what they going to do, put them in jail?
Well, Lord, glory, I just say we need to pray. We need to get some evil people in charge out here. That's all I can tell you. But
wicked.
Wicked. But like I said, they back to work, you know, it's hard sitting at home when you ain't got no money coming in, you know, the bill's still coming. You know.
If I start talking about that, we'd probably be here till tomorrow.
The utility company don't want to hear, well, you know, we've been off work last couple of weeks, so, you know, just hold off for me. They don't want to hear that. You know,
no, they
nice,
don't, none of that.
You know, the nice satellite TV, you know, y'all watching. They don't want to hear, well, I've been off work for the last couple of weeks and ain't got no money coming in right now. But if you just hold tight, I get to you when I can. They don't want to hear that. You need to sit at home in the dark, waiting to go back to work. But anyway, I ain't ranting no more. What you got covered up? What we got covered up next, bro? Who we got?
I don't know. We're going to have Aaliyah come in. Look, Aaliyah Franklin called me crazy because I'm about to go crazy in this place.
They call me crazy. Love what I cannot see. Can't separate me from this love that I believe. I'm not crazy. He believes in me. I believe in him. Faith in what I cannot see. Used to chase the temporary things that I could see. Couldn't see that everything I wanted wasn't the love you had for me. Until one day you picked me up, gave me something to believe. Now I'm free to love what I can't see. So let them call me crazy.
Call me crazy.
Love what I cannot see.
Love what I cannot see.
From this love that I believe. I'm not crazy.
Something I cannot see. What y'all talking about?
Woo-hoo! I ain't crazy. I don't care what it is. I ain't crazy.
Crazy.
So the electric gonna call me crazy for Jesus.
Yeah, well, that's what I'm saying. That's what I'm telling you. Oh, some people just have to go there.
I'm just saying. I'm just saying, but you know, that's all right. I done calmed down. I ain't gonna rant no more. I done calmed down. You know, those subjects got me all worked up. You know, and everything. You know, Globy. You know, I ain't kidding. You know, I've been on this little weight loss kick. You know, I'm trying to slim down.
Oh yeah. Wait a minute. You didn't tell me at first till I happened to. I come on, you know, we all meet up and stuff. Hey, this man come across the parking lot, and I'm like, I said, I look like D in the face, but don't know. Because he ain't lost that much weight that quick. Mm-mm. Wow.
Yeah,
wow.
Yeah, I'm trying to be better. See, you know, I've been drinking Body by V shakes.
You've been drinking their E and J. That's what you've been drinking.
Look, don't say that on the air. They might believe it. They might believe it. They might believe.
Yeah, you know, they believe anything you say, it'll be out before you know it.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Look, they say in the corner that Lord, the elder's been drinking E and J. Lord, can't trust. Look, that's why you can't put your trust in man. He's drinking E and J. But no, I've been drinking. I drinking the it's called Body by V. Yeah, I drink. You know, I might put the link up on the website. You know, that way y'all want to check it out.
Yeah, you need to go on and check that out, because it's a lot of us trying to lose some weight, and I am personally, because I'm talking about, okay, somebody's going to have to just get the vacuum or something, just get the sucking stuff out, suck it out, because
I drink.
I got to get rid of this,
huh? Yes, I drink a Body 5D shake in the morning, and I drink one for lunch. And then, you know, I have a nice dinner. So, but
well,
I...
Well, you know what? You need to sow a seed.
Hey, look. I was always told, when you try to make a drastic move, you got to invest in yourself.
I'm trying to throw out hints, because we on the air.
Look, for those who want it, you know, www.deetee.bodybyv.com. So there's DEETEE.
And V and Victor?
Yeah, V and Victor. DEETEE.bodybyv.com. So I spell it out. DEETEE.BODYBYVI.com. It take you in there, you check it out, get all the nice goodies and stuff they got going along with it. Now, I do know for a 30-day supply, it's $49. If, you know, if you're a couple, want to go in together, then, you know, it's $99.
To God's children.
Oh, yeah.
We got a prayer coming up by Bradley Brown out of, where is Bradley Brown out of? He out of a lot of places. He don't be in one place, but anyway, my prayer, Bradley Brown out of Florida, coming in.
And I do know what to do. Bow my head, talk to you well. Jah, you're my creator, yeah. You are my rock, you are my shield, you are my hope, you're my everything. Well, all my blessings come from you, yeah. So hear me, oh Jah, I pray. Please don't let me go astray from the part that you prepared for me, yeah. Here I am on my knees, you are the one that we need. Don't forsake me, no, I'm your child, yeah. Save me from the workers of iniquity and from the hands of my enemies, yeah. Jah, you're my creator, yeah. My burdens become a heavy load, I leave it to Jah, he takes full control, yeah. He never feel I had no will. So hear me, oh Jah, I pray. Please don't let me go astray from the path that you prepared for me. Yeah. Here I am on my knees. You are the one that we need. Don't forsake me, no. I'm your child. From the evil way. Oh, yes. In times of trouble and I do know what to do, I bow my head and I talk to you. Yeah. Oh, Father, you're my creator. Yeah. You are my rock. You are my shield. You are my hope. You're my everything. Yeah. All my blessings come from you, hey. So hear me, oh Jah, I pray. Please don't let me go astray from the path that you prepared for me, yeah. Here I am on my knees. You are the one that we need. Don't forsake me, no. I'm your child, your child, your child.
Okay, that was Bradley Brown out of West Palm Beach, Florida. I'm telling y'all, that was back in my reggae days. He done brought it back to the forefront. Yes, sir. He used to be my drummer.
Now,
I'm telling y'all. Woo-hoo.
Yeah,
you know what, D? You know what happened to me yesterday? I went to a women's retreat up in Helen, Georgia.
Okay, I've been there.
Nice. Yeah, nice. It was a nice retreat. And I met this young lady that was, she was host of the food and stuff that was there. And also she was a competing bodybuilder.
Ooh.
And I remember back in the day, you know, I used to compete. I was a bodybuilder back in the day now. I don't know what you're talking about.
Mm-hmm.
Like, my husband said, well, I know you. I heard about it, but it's in there somewhere, you know.
Feel
quite
awful. Building up what?
You know, now it's in there somewhere. I'm finna bring it back out. And you know what? I'm gonna get me some of that body V. Mm-hmm.
Get it right, body V.
I don't want none of y'all trying to be my friend. None of you. Can't go nowhere with me. You can't go nowhere with me. I'm telling y'all right now.
They've been chasing you down the street.
As long as it ain't with no pistol, I'm all right. You know, I'm going to be looking good. Give me somebody B. Uh-huh. Yeah, I'm going to go to her class. I'm going to start going to some of her exercise classes. Don't y'all try to follow me. I don't want nobody seeing the weight drop.
That's the thing. Let me ask you. It's a process now. It's a process now. Don't get it twisted. But you know, they have an app that you can download. There's an app that you can download that you can they got a bunch of recipes you can mix in with your shake so you don't get bored drinking the same shake every day. So I mean it's pretty good. But you know, you're gonna be getting
that's
that look.
Cool.
What exercise class you gonna take Zumba? You know, Zumba real hot right now.
I'm going into her Zumba. What's Zumba?
It's called Zumba. Zumba. Zumba.
Oh,
you know,
Zumba.
It's real popular right now. I ain't did it, but you know, it's real.
I mean, what is it like karate? Is y'all just like hip hop app thing? Or what is it?
Yeah, I don't know. Special kind of exercise. You know, I got a cousin.
How you going to tell me something about something you don't know about?
Hey, I'm just saying, I didn't know it's real popular now. Everybody doing Zumba now. That's all I know. Everybody, you know, as my granddaddy say, they come two on the mule to the Zumba class. That's all I know. Zumba. Yeah, old Zumba.
I'm gonna have to show enough look that up when I come off the air, because it's gonna be like Zumba when y'all see me. Don't want nobody trying to look me up. Don't try to call me. Don't try to get on time. Look, I got an MP3. I want you to see.
I don't want your MP3. You want to be with me when
I
was fat.
I want you to put on the Rachel. Anyway, we got Claudia Nelson in the house singing I Still Stand, because that's what I'm going to be doing, still standing. I'm going to be standing so fine. Ooh, y'all, hey, I'm not going to see that. I'm just letting y'all know what the dealio is going to be.
They call me crazy. Love what I cannot see can separate me from this love that I believe. I'm not crazy. He believes in me. I believe in him. Faith in what I cannot see. Used to chase the temporary things that they call.
To anybody who's listening to this song and who is going through something, know that you're not alone. God is right there with you. Have faith, pray, and learn how to wait. He will.
Yeah.
to the end of another broadcast. We'd like to thank everybody for tuning in, and we look forward to seeing you on the airwaves next week at the same time. We love you, everybody. Be blessed. We out.
Be blessed. Love you. Right now, here I am, Globy Pope. He first loved me as we go on out of this thing. Asha.
Hello. You are my joy. There is nothing that I would want more. You rain down your tears upon this earth because we felt no worth of whom you are.